Blog Talk Radio.
We don't have to worry about nothing. Cause we got the fire, and we burn in one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space. Out of space, light it up. Like we're the size of the human race. Human race. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Like the marsh playing down, giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we're gonna let it burn.
Commentary and Warwickshire Paranormal Talk Radio, CWTR, and we're back on air after a long break. Yeah, we sorry not been on air for a long time. We've had a few technical glitches, no end, with the blog radio and the and so, I think something to do with your side. You had problems with your stuff as well, your radio equipment as well, haven't you, Kieran? Oh no. Can't hear you. Fucking great. I'm swearing. It's gone. I can't hear you. Very, very, very weak.
How's that?
Bit better. There's not much. Keep to the mic. It's not. It's very faint still. I don't know. You've got volume issues there, you know, something. Can you hear me clearly? Yeah. On there. You have to speak. You have to get a bit close to that mic. I can't hear very well. Oh no, gremlins again, please. Oh, God. Almighty, come. Yeah, we actually, Kieran wasn't able to do it. We weren't, well, I did a couple of investigations, but Kieran wasn't able to at the time because couldn't find a babysitter and all that. So I went on and explored on my own and did some digital recordings. and I never got any results yet. I've not heard any. I've checked some reviewed them. I don't think there's anything. I think most of it can be explained. There's one thing I'm not sure of there, but we're going to edit it and clean it up sometime soon, and we might play that I don't know about tonight, but another. Can we tonight or another show, Kieran? Yeah, you're awfully faint, mate. I don't know what's happened there. Yeah, we're going to do that. I've did an investigation at the Canley Ford and the university near me as well with my HDMI, HN Zoom, I think it's HM Zoom digital recorder. Hang on, I've got to check here. No, it's H1 handy recorder. Yeah, with my reliable H1 handy recorder, Zoom. My H1 handy, Zoom handy recorder, spit it out. I did an investigation. I investigated the Canley Ford, and I did the grounds of the University of Warwick again, and the nearby Science Park as well, around there. I've yet to review the latest stuff. So on the other investigations, most of it can be explained, but like I said, some of it. Some of it can be explained. Most of it, some of it I'm not sure of, but I think we're going to have to check those over soon or tonight or another show. Anyway, so we're back on there after a bit of a long break. We're back on air again. It's nice to be back on air, isn't it, Kieran?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened to your volume there. Very low, mate. You're very.
Sorry about this.
No, it's. Is there something, have you turned everything up high?
No.
Oh, that could be the blog radio then, I don't know.
You loud and clear.
That's strange, you're quite faint. I'm loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen, but Kieran's having audio problems. It's coming through on my headset, very faint. Oh dear. What do you have to do? I don't know. Oh, not much, no. Oh, yeah. I thought the promising start there. We're back to our old problems. Oh, no. Put your head in your hands. I just don't know. It must be the blue radio, mate, because we've had problems. Or the fact that it's on a laptop could be. The laptop, did you have a laptop before? Are you using the laptop, aren't you?
Yeah, using the laptop now.
Oh, I can hear you clearly now. You've done it there. You've pressed some button. What's happened there? Calls happened, I think. Minor miracle. You've done something there. I don't know what you've done, but you've pressed any button. I can hear you loud and clear now.
Oh, that's all right then. Thank God for that.
Oh, we got Kieran back at last, ladies and gentlemen. There, I thought we were gonna have we're gonna have all those troubles all over again tonight. So, back on for an hour or so. So we have some paranormal evidence. I rephrase that. According from some investigations I've done, some investigations. We'll eventually get a team going together when Kieran gets a babysitter. He's got a few kids there, so we hope to get up and running soon as a three-man team, aren't we, Kieran?
Oh yes, definitely. When I can, it would be very interesting to do an investigation with you and pick up some of the evidence
Yes.
Over the last couple of days, you might have picked up something. Hopefully, you can hear it. Hopefully, some people can give you feedback and see what they think about it.
Oh, well, I'm just, well, what I'll do is I'll, when we have a break, I'll go over the evidence and see the latest stuff and investigation I've done with this this H1 Zoom handy recorder. And the audience can, whatever who's out there can make their own minds up. We'll review it at the review it from the break and see what's available. And so, then I'll play it. I'll have to give you time to fix the speakers up as well.
Okay then, yeah, that's fine.
What did I do last time? Oh yes. Hang on. I'll get it prepared now for next break, and I'll get it all activated then. I'm going to find out where the which is the most the proper tape, you know, the proper recording there, and the ones I've accumulated on that handy recorder. Hang on a minute. What have we got here? Oh yes, I know what to do now. So I've got the lead there. The speakers here. I'm going to put that in the digital recorder. I'll turn off for now.
Yeah.
I'll set that up during the break. I'll review it, then I'll set it up and play it over the air. And I'll just drop me mouse there. I'll play it over the airwaves and people can make their own minds up, you know.
Oh yes, yeah.
I keep saying oh no again. You know again. I'll have it saying that on air now. You know. It's like Wayne Bloody Rooney, you know. You know. Shut up, Mark Irving. How many times? I'll have playback and hear me tell them. I said oh no. You know. Blah 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 blah. You know. This and that. You know. Anyway, self-criticism and self. Anyway, I have to. Seriously though, back on track. I'll review what evidence is there and I'll play it over the airwaves after we've had a break there. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so you can make your own minds up. I've actually reviewed this, and the first time it's been actually played. The first time I've heard it and played back to me as well as you. So it'll be a first for you and me as well. I didn't have a chance to review it, so I never got round to it. I got distracted by other things. So that's something to look forward to, I think, yeah. And hopefully we might catch, might be something we've caught up gets us all thinking, you know. It's a very, very, the quality, I was very surprised at this quality of this handy recorder, the actual, such a small little implement like this, the clarity of sound with the playback, it's really quite remarkable, I tell you. For such a little, it is a very, very good recorder, and it's what $100 in America. I don't know, what's that, 70 to 80 quid in English sterling, I believe, something like that. So it's pretty good value for money, yeah. It's like, and it's easy to pack away in your pockets or your rucksacks as well, yeah. Yeah, it's I'm looking forward to that, to see what we've caught. Might have caught something, who knows? We may not, but it may be explainable, but. I'll I'll review it later on, and I'll probably pass it on to some experts online on the pages off and see what they say. You know, it should be very interesting indeed, ladies and gentlemen. I can hear myself delay. I've said something. I can hear myself. I've just said 5 seconds ago. It's a bit weird in the headset here, so. Yes, forgive me. If I say things out of thinking, like I'm possibly concentrating, not listening to you here, don't you? Well, one thing. That's what I'll do. So I'll run on the break and see what you make your own minds up. So come to your own conclusion. Come to the chat room. Chat room's there and out. The chat room's there if you want to come in and limit it. To ring us on in the chat room is, by the way, I can see it, the screen's so small, 657-383-1761. So that's the number to contact us in our chat room, ladies and gentlemen. So you're more than welcome to do that. Pop in and talk anything to do with the paranormal. And of course, you're listening on our EVP recordings that we took. Well, possible EVP recordings.
I think you have.
Do you think so? Yeah.
Yeah, because you said you was whispering, but I don't think that part when you said that, when you stopped, in the house.
Because anything when I've whispered now, I document it and saying that was me whispering, that noise there. If I've made that, I'll say that was me bumping into a table, blah blah blah. If you ever do a house investigation, document anything that any noises I've made, you know, whispering or heavy breathing or anything like that, because that could be misconstrued to other people who are listening as paranormal, you know. Because a lot of these paranormal EVPs are like whispers, aren't they? Although these spirits are using a lot of energy. Some of them are very clear, but most of them are quite faint, aren't they? They've got to be processed through the computer. And they're probably using as much energy as they can. They're probably screaming at us, but they're mustering as much energy as they can to communicate with us. And they may be shouting at us, but it comes to us as a whisper, or very faint indeed. Some you get other exceptions that are very clear indeed, and AVP, yeah. But you hear with your ears. Oh, some excellent ones I heard there. The latest event before you heard an AVP. It's Ghost Hunters, actually. This one was as clear as day. It was like a radio announcement. It was clear as day. And what it actually this AVP said was, I like the one on the hat. It was Jason Hawes, who was wearing a baseball cap at the time. They were talking, trying to summon the spirit up to communicate. And you could hear it like it was a radio man, like a voice in the tannoy. That's what it was like. You know what I mean, Kieran?
Yeah.
Kieran. It was that clear. It was an AVP, and they heard that with their own ears. They hear it. And they go, this is an old one with Grant in it. This is about 4, 5, 6, cost about 10 years back. And Grant's going, what the hell was that? Did you hear that? He's laughing. And they reviewed it, and what they couldn't make out what they caught at the time. They played it back. I think they played it back. Because you can catch the AVPs as well, on the digital recorder. They played it back there, and then they reviewed it later. Anyway, they reviewed it around, and what they came up with was what the actual EVP said. Pretty clear, didn't need clear enough, with AVP. Clear as day, what they actually said. The key they'll be, and they played it, and what they actually said, I like the one that. I like the one, and that's Jason. That's referring to Jason Hawes, you know, that baseball cap on. Remember? This is a prisoner, I think, or a mental institution. I can't remember what that is. It's about years ago, so yeah. I like the one that. Now, if I'd have heard that, I'd have run out of that place, that room they're in there. I've only heard that. Yeah, this is from a few years back. This is. Yes, it was with this one. Was this was with Grant in it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which ones have you sent me through them videos? What you sent me you sent me an early one off.
Yes, I sent you the pilot one of. Ghost Adventures, the very pilot, the very first one, the pilot film, an hour and a half film, which started the Ghost Adventures rolling. That's what it was. The series, I believe, but that was from 2004. Is Virginia City? They did Virginia City, and they investigated the Goldfield Hotel for the very first time. They caught some brilliant evidence there. Some great poltergeist evidence there. I think you've seen it, Kieran. Great poltergeist evidence there. Fantastic. What a way to start the Ghost Adventures. But strange enough, the series didn't start until another 4 years later in 2008, I believe. I know TAP started around 2004.
Yeah.
But Ghost Adventures pilot was 2004, but Ghost Adventures didn't start until 4 years later in 2008. That's the very first series, you know. So there's a 4 year gap between the pilot and the actual first series. So I quite find a bit strange that, but there you go. Brilliant.
Yeah, sorry, Mark. I don't know much about that. I'm learning from you what you sent me about Ghost Adventures and this, that, and
the other. I sent you the latest one as well. Did you get the latest one?
Yeah, I got that one.
Do you watch that one as well?
Yeah.
Yep. That's setting the prison as well. And they've got some great AVPs of the cell there. They asked him how he hung himself. And the other voice played it back. He said, "There's up this pipe there. That's where I was." Whoosh. And then he made this sound that that's where he hung from. Died. He committed suicide. Hung himself in 1903. This prisoner, I can't remember his name. They're all buried there in the back of the yard, in the prison yard there. All the graves of the prisoners from hundreds of years back. They went to the actual graveyard where this bloke was buried and try to call him out if they could summon him. But I think I don't think they got any evidence as such. I think they see shadows, figures, or something like that. There were some false alarms with the thermal imaging. They caught a figure, but it was a man getting into a car up on yonder somewhere, some ridge looking down at them. They reckon there was somebody spying on them. But they called this bloke out, this ghost, this prisoner spirit out, see if they could contact him, show himself, to present himself to them, to ask him. They asked them for him to show himself. He doesn't think he did, as far as I know. Yeah. But they caught a great EVP of him responding to this woman's question in his cell, where he'd hung off back in 1903. Yeah. Ooh, very. He just explained how he did it. That pipe there, and that's where I was. With this kind of sound, that's how he fell once he put the rope up. Yeah. Oof, spooky. They have to clean that one up because I wasn't heard the sound on EVP. They have to clean it up to process it for the software on the computer. Very chilling. Oh, yes, very good. Very good episode. Well, I just can't. Ghost Adventures, let's keep going. It's consistency, amazing. Let's keep going after 8 years. It's going strong. Brilliant. Just when you think they're going to falter like this. They just come up with the goods each time. I think that's fantastic series. Love it. Love the Ghost Adventures. Big fan of Ghost Adventures. I like Most Haunted as well. I do like Ghost Adventures very much. Yeah. Ghost Hunters are good, but I prefer Ghost Adventures. Ghost Adventures over Ghost Hunters. Yeah.
I think they're there for the fans.
Are you?
I think they're there for the fans. They're good for the fans, ain't they?
I don't know. Probably Ghost Hunters are as well. I don't know, but they're very good to the fans. Yeah, yeah. I was at one of them where they went to Las Vegas, and they offered anybody when they were walking to Vegas to go join them on a ghost. Fantastic! Oh, that's great. Great back. Great to do that to get the fans involved in the investigation like that. And most of them were Ghost Adventures fans as well. Fantastic. That was great gesture by Zach and the rest of the Ghost Adventures crew there to do that. I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. Love the guys. Love them to bits. Fantastic. Great stuff. Great stuff.
It'd be brilliant if we can get one of them on our show.
Oh, that'd be the coup de grace. That'd be... that's me. That's feedback from me. My voice again. That'd be fantastic too. That would be good. Any other ghost adventure. The ghost adventure guys, yeah. Yeah, we can't wait. Even if it's Bosley or Billy Pop, it'd have to be Zach Bagans. That'd be great if it was, though. But any other guys, fantastic. Fantastic to have them on our show. Yeah. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic. Even Jason Horse Ghost Adventures. Ghost Hunters. Sorry.
What did you do now?
I just called him. I just said Ghost. Jason Horse of Ghost Adventures. I mean, Ghost Hunters Caps. Taps the Atlantic Paranormal Society, isn't it? I think it stands for. That's right.
Yeah.
The Atlantic Paranormal Society, I think. Taps stands for, yeah. Ghost Hunters, but they call it Ghost Hunters or Taps or Ghost Hunters brackets Taps, yeah. That's great for Grant Wilson or ex Taps and or Jason Hawes or what's his name? I can't remember his name now. Oh yeah, Dave Tango and the Gonzales, or whatever his name is. I can never pronounce his name. It's Gonzales or Gonzales. any of the Tango or Gonzalez fellow on there? Nick, is it Nick Berry? I can't remember his name now. Berry, I think the lad, Berry and Amy Brady, ex-Ghost Adventures, yeah. And there's the other bloke as well, I forget his name now. So I really concentrate on Grant and Jason and Amy about it, and Tango and Gonzalez, you know. Hello, yeah. I never really remember the others so well. I don't know why. But I know all the Ghost Adventures. Crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Dustin Barry as well, isn't it? There's Dustin Barry. There's McCormick. J. McCormick. Oh. AJ, I can't come McCormick something, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know all the crew, actually, because I'm really more into the Ghost Adventures than the actual... Some more of the Ghost Adventures than I did with the Ghost Hunters. That proves to be the case. I can't remember all the names. Oops. Back to the shop. If you're not sure, get a list of names just to remember, because sometimes I just completely forget people's names. I'm terrible. It's KJ or J McCormick, yeah, and it's Dustin Barry. Dustin. Is it Barry? Barry or somebody. And they got Amy Bruni. Like I said, they're the ones I know. Grant Wilson, Jason Hawes, Amy Bruni, Dave Tango, Steve Gonzalez, or Gonzalez, whatever his name is. They're the really ones I really concentrate on, yeah. Really. So, and Dustin Barry. Dustin Barry as well, I think.
Yeah.
AJ or AK. AJ Cormick is another one as well, yeah. Yeah. But I know that all, like I said, I know that the Adventures is true off by heart. You know. And the tech guys, Billy Smith and Jay Wosley, you know, are also investigators as well. There we go. That'd be absolute brilliant if we could have any of those chaps or Ghost Adventures crew to interview. That'd be fantastic. Really draw people into the room and want to listen and talk, and you know, that's what we want. We'll make it a bit more people to talk, with more guests coming on, more people listening, and more people in the chat room. That's what we want. That's our aim. We intend to do that. You know. That's our aim. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry, Kieran. Sorry, mate. I interrupted you. Thank you.
Sorry, that was me. Did you get in touch with that woman in America?
I have not yet. I shall do so this week. CC Carroll, Cradolcia Ono, Cradolcia Ono Carroll, Queen of the Paranormal. She's an American, yeah. I hope to get in contact with her very soon. I'll explain. We invited her, she has to be invited to the show a couple of weeks back. We've had so much crap with the show. Breakdown in the connections and other hardware issues or whatever, and software issues. That's why we're not broadcast for a long time. So I'll explain to that. Sorry?
How unprofessional you are.
Oh, yeah, indeed. All very unprofessional audio, boys. Oh, yes, indeed. Slap on the wrist and me bum. I might enjoy that, you know. yes, indeed. Yes. So we'll explain the situation to owner Carol, why we never got to invite her on the show. Such issues with the sound and connection problems. So I'm sure she'll take it in good faith. She's pretty nice. She's a very lovely, down to earth lady, actually. So she's very understanding. So I'm sure she'll understand. So hopefully that's our next guest. That's the one in our. That's the one we in our in the. And we've got lined up, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Yes, indeed. And more to come. Hopefully, more the merrier. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely more the merrier.
Right. So we've got a break.
We can go on a break. You want to go on a break?
5 minutes. I'm going to set my system up and review this evidence for. Just a wrap for 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 5 minutes. See you soon.
Thank you.
Hello, we're back on there again. Mark's going to sort his thing out. I'm going to play a bit more music, and we'll be back to you shortly.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry, don't you worry. A time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her out of sight. We were so young. I think of her now and then. I still hear the song.
Just I drank too much. Call it a temporary crutch. With broken words I tried to say, honey, don't you be afraid. If we've got nothing, we've got.
Of the best.
Hello? Oh, hello? Is anybody there? Is there anybody there? Get it all that with you.
Yeah, we're back on air. You sort of have your...
I have indeed. I'm going to play it now, sweetie.
Okay.
Too late, bud. See you later. Go on. Get... Wait, no, please, Mayor. No interruptions, please. I'll get that later on. Thanks very much. Cheers. I'll catch you guys later on. All right. For the guests. Yeah, I'm a bit busy at the moment, but I'll come back to that. Thank you very much. Right, so here we go. I'm going to play that. Not saying it's an EVP, but well, just you make your own minds up. So here it is. It's on now. Can you hear that?
Are you a man or a woman? You died in a certain spot right now, it was an accident. I mean, you know, I'm coming peace and light. I'm coming now. I'm just coming over to the bar. I'm just looking at the chat. Welcome. Was there a car crash around here? Was anybody killed?
All paranormal. Good night.
You know how much love you, more than welcome to. All you have to do is come over to the class and chat. That's it. I repeat the question, was there an accident here? Is anybody killed?
That's it. How did he?
Is that it, Matt? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. I'll do for now. The other ones, I'm not too happy because they were just messing around in the house, just testing the device at the time. Did that? Was people here? I didn't hear that on the back of my headset, Kieran.
I'm assuming people might have heard it. They will get back to us if they have. They were inbox us or right on our Facebook page.
Sorry.
If they did hear anything, they can write back on our Facebook page or they can message you on your Facebook.
Yeah. I'll have to get you to process it.
Yeah, I can do that for you.
I'll have to process it for you if it didn't come off very well. I'll have to play the show back and see whether it was come through. I would have heard that from the headset. I didn't hear nothing. I didn't hear anything. I don't know.
No worries.
What do you think of my line of questioning? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, I reckon it's all right. Yeah, what you done? Yeah, first time.
I was absolutely terrified because it's pitch black out there. And that's where I'd seen that shadow figure that time as well. So I was a bit scared and a bit on edge actually. But I did hear a noise. I said it was. I assume it was non-paranormal. But I was too dismissive in saying that. I should have said, that could possibly be paranormal, or it may be non-paranormal. I was too dismissive there, saying it was non-paranormal. But did you hear it? That noise. Did you hear it? Did you hear that noise? And I reacted to it, didn't I? Yeah. That's it. Anyway, yeah. Post that. Send on those. That card, the digital card, whatever you call it, onto you, and you can process it in your computer so you can come up with. Because I can't seem to get it put on my This card reader I've got, this adapter, is not working. It's not, I'm putting the card in and nothing's going to the computer. I can't process it on there to review the evidence, you know what I mean? Which is very, very, very frustrating.
You've
but did you hear that
back.
Loud? Sorry, did you hear that loud and clear?
I heard. It probably sound better when you come here, but hopefully people can hear.
Did you hear
you
it
recall.
All right?
Yeah.
Did you hear it all right? Did you hear it pretty all right?
Yeah. Definitely.
I know it's pretty better if you've got a headset on then listen to review it because you can. It's more enclosed and you can pick out things a lot better, can't you? They always said this show is best to listen to a paranormal show when they do an investigation with headsets on because they may actually not they may have missed things out and you could have something. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you see a YouTube investigation or a Ghost Adventures or chat, I think it's always best to listen to the headset on pretty loud volume, pretty high. And you might pick some up they've overlooked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's best to do that. So hopefully, if you've heard that my playback from my digital recording out, ladies and gentlemen, and you've spotted something, please contact us and let us know. I didn't hear it from my headset, but I'll view this show later on. Hear it. And I'll play it again later on from my headset through my digital recorder and see.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Oh dear.
Carry on.
Oh, naughty boy, stop playing on your buttons. He's on his laptop there, ladies and gentlemen. He's playing around with his little knob. His little thing on his face, his little fingers around. You know. Stop it.
Sorry,
stop fidgeting. Use a mouse like everybody else. Seriously, though. I'll play that again on the headset later on. See what if there's anything deemed to be paranormal. Maybe nothing at all, you know. We'll have to wait and see. There's other ones on there, but I'm not very... There is other ones on there, but I'll review them and play them another time because there's such a big backlog of recordings on there since last week. I've got to trawl through them and spot out some good ones, and I'll play some again on the next show. All right, let's just give a little taster of what we've done. Our first, not our first panel investigation, but just to be our fourth now. Yeah. It's been a solo effort with me because Kieran's having to get. Time to get someone to get a babysit for him. This is the problem, you see. He's got a family as well. He has a life outside of the paranormal, you know. But hopefully we'll all get together and we'll do an investigation. That'd be great. The more the merrier. I feel it's very lonely and very scary living on your own, walking around with a digital recorder asking potential spirits questions, I tell you. I was quite... Sorry?
I'd like to say thank you to all our friends who's liked our Light Page commentary and Warwickshire Paranormal Talk Radio.
Yeah, indeed.
PTR. Thank you for everyone for liking on Facebook.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for that's really giving us a boost to our confidence. That really gives a lift, you know. And your support is really valuable to us. It was clear. It really is.
Definitely. Without you guys, we wouldn't be here.
Yes. Well, that gives me a boost. If more ratings, people like the show. That gives me a big boost, a big kick, high, that does. That boosts my confidence even more. Sometimes I've gone on a couple of shows not being really confident and nervous at all. I come across all confident and as if it's a show sometimes. I was very nervous when our hero, the wonderful Chris Horton, came out and explained his... involved in the paranormal. I was very nervous prior to the show. Maybe that's natural. I'm a human being, I'm gonna be honest, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I should have advertised the show a lot better. I didn't do that, mate. Sorry, I've been really apathetic on the last couple of weeks with the blog radio playing up and all this. It's really knocked me for six, the breakdowns and continuous. Just really undermine yourself, the confidence. But then again, you've got to try and bounce back, can't you? Haven't you? So trying not to dwell on too much what's happened before. You've got to go look forward.
Oh, yes.
It's been a not bad show tonight. Past 10 minutes with a sound, audio problem, Kieran's there, but that's all been sorted out now. So. That was quite an experience, that investigating in that spot. Well, I saw that shadow figure, big time. I saw that shadow figure. And apparently there was a death there, a car crash, so there were some flowers there. They're not there now. I felt a bit uneasy investigating that kind of thing. I know an accident there. I don't know, mate. Well, I did it at night anyway. I wouldn't have done it during the day. I wouldn't have been that disrespectful. But didn't feel easy with me doing that. I don't know. Somebody's died there recently doing a EVP session. But, you know, I think it really went to all my principles, really. Alan? Hello?
3 minutes left, Mark.
Yeah, but I did it at night time, and I was very respectful to the person, you know, whatever. Well, I asked a question. I know there was a front lay there and mute. So I assume there must have been some kind of crash there. So I'm putting two and two together, getting four. Unless I've got it all wrong, I don't know. But they only lay flowers down when somebody's been killed in a car crash or somebody's been run over, don't they? They lay flowers down by the road there, Kieran, don't they? So something's happened there. That's why I went over there. And I had seen something there, a shadow figure there before Christmas anyway. So maybe there's a connection. Maybe that's separate. I don't know. I was hoping to get something. I can't hear anything on the playback. But there again, you might hear something. I'm going to review the evidence again. The evidence. Review the potential evidence. If there is any evidence there again, review it, see if we've picked up anything, you know.
Well, like I said, when I come with you, we've got a Canberra, a state recorder.
Yes. No doubt, probably have more sensitive questions than me.
I'm an amateur like you. I'm learning
to see people. Most of us are here now, just putting amateurs, apart from Zach Vegas. Really, Zach Vegas is a few others who made money out of it.
I'll just do it for a hobby.
Well, Chris Holt's not made any money out of it. He's retired and he's ploughed his retirement into trying to investigate his taking. And he's done a damn good job of it. Yeah, brilliant, man.
Hopefully, he gets the TV show that he was on about. Hopefully.
Yes, he'd be very good. He's a great narrator. He's an all-rounder. Narrator, composer, presenter. He's a very, very, very talented man.
Yeah.
It's time to say goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. It's been fun, honestly. On the show. I wish it was another hour or so, but it's not to be. So, this is it. Goodbye from me and Kieran at Coventry Paranormal Talk Radio. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening or wherever you're on the road, or day, afternoon, or whatever. Goodbye. And God bless.
And happy Easter this weekend.
Oh, happy Easter to everybody. I hope you have a lovely time on Easter with your respective families. Hooray!
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways, maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just want honey, now take me into your life.
Maybe we found love right.